Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Abayisai. We're on Shar Yitshuva, Shar Beis. Ois Yud Dalet. Again, we are in the middle of discussing the Rabbi Yonah is tuning us in to the various signals in life that we should pick up on to do tshuva, which, as we said, can mean many different things. Obviously, it means correcting what needs to be corrected. It means improving in areas that we need to improve in. And in general, it means it's a reminder that we want to come away from this world in the best way possible. And we can always make efforts to get ourselves onto an even a higher track, a more enhanced track. So, we're in the middle of Ois Yud Dalet. So he said, Ois Yud Dalet was signal number 5, and that was the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We can expand that to include Elul, right? The time of the Yomim Noraim, which, as we've discussed, is actually a chesed of Hashem. It's Hashem's means of every so often giving us a wake-up call, which is actually gentle, meaning Hashem built in an annual wake-up call. Hashem says, I'm going to be judging you now, and I'm telling you in advance that you can prepare yourself, you can make yourself presentable, I'm going to give you all the help you need, I'm going to give you aitzes, and I am here with an outstretched hand to help you get onto that better track. These are our days where Hashem is especially close, and it's an opportunity. It's the opportunity. It's the opportunity for us to not just sail through life oblivious to the great purpose of life. Hashem is telling us here, there's a Yom HaDin coming up, there's a judgment day coming up. The purpose of it is for you to utilize the tips that I give you to get through it very favorably. But we have to do that. If we just sail unknowingly, obliviously into the Yom HaDin, that's bad news. So, we're in the middle of this ice. Anybody conscientious, any Yirei Hashem, should reduce in his schedule, take out time from work, take out time from his daily activities in order to think, in order to spend some time thinking. To have set times in the day and in the night, to be alone, to be introspecting, to be taking stock. What are the areas that I need to be more aware of? Or in general, this is also just in general about refocusing our awareness. Year is busy. We're all busy, our lives are busy, we get distracted with all kinds of things, and we want to refocus our lives on Hashem at the center of my life, living my life with Hashem, and as the Maseilas Yesharim says, planning my life as one straight path to Olam Haba. Sometimes we get involved in other things that start pulling us this way, pulling us that way, and we want to bring that all back into focus. My whole life is just focused on that one goal, getting close to Hashem, and getting to Olam Haba, which is really at the finish line of this little period that we have in this world.
Even someone who wants to work full time, so decrease his time spends on regular studies.
Even a person who's learning Torah should take out time. Should take out time for tshuva, for introspection, and lekadem hashmoiros, to wake up early in the morning. And to engage in tshuva, in improvement, to be making resolutions, to be identifying the areas that need those resolutions. Verina. I'll just again throw out, since we keep talking about tshuva, 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 I don't want it to stay up there in the air, just hanging there like, okay, but what exactly does it mean in practical terms? That's why I keep throwing in. Of course, tshuva means, tshuva has a number of levels. Tshuva has, if there are actual things, deeds that we did wrong throughout the year, they have to be addressed. It's a simple process. Person made a mistake here, there, did the wrong thing. It's a simple process, relatively. You have to identify what you did and acknowledge that it was wrong. Sometimes that can be challenging. It's a little bit of humility to acknowledge that it was wrong and to regret it. It's charata, vidui, to confess it, right? We acknowledge it was wrong verbally. Then you resolve not to do it again. That's for the slip-ups that you had throughout the year. Relatively simple. If you actually hurt somebody else, then it involves more than that. You have to actually go to the person and appease him. I want to stress, there isn't a din to ask a person for mechila. There's a din to appease the person. That's the lashon in the poskim. It's to be mefayis, to appease the person. The idea is we want to mollify him. We want to make him feel good after the hurt that we did. Now, of course, if you cheated somebody out of $10,000, then it's certainly not enough to ask for mechila. It's also not enough to appease the person. You have to go offer him $10,000 and then you appease him. But so certainly you have to make amends for what you did. But besides that, to go to appease him, to say that you're sorry about what happened, that you regret it, to express that regret, the point is to try to give him a good feeling in place of the bad feeling you caused him. That's in terms of hurt that we might have caused other people. And this is always something to think about b'negea to our close relatives, our spouses, the people around us, children, parents, the people who are interacting with on a regular basis, to think about not just to come, you know, sometimes what happens is a moment, you know, 3 minutes before you have to leave an Erev Yom Kippur, oh, Yemaychomi is a quick Yemaychomi round around the family. But that's not really the idea. It's to really be able to come and express in a true way that you have a goal this year to set things on a better track, to acknowledge some of the areas that I might not be acting so nicely in, that I might be hurting you in, wronging you in, and to express a serious desire, besides acknowledging it, to express a serious desire to try to do things differently this year. And also, Reb Shlomo Zalman noted, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach noted, he said that it's ironic how people are busy asking their friends for mechila. But if a person has a dispute with somebody, hasn't been on talking terms with him, he's not on talking terms with him before Rosh Hashanah either, right? But they're good friends, they ask for mechila. But on the contrary, we really want to clean our slates. Now's the time to now's the time to take it up with the people who we do have a hard time with. And you know what? I'll add another point here also. A little bit of a tangent, but it's relevant to talking about the Yom Nerayim now. It also goes in the other direction. If you were hurt by somebody, this also we should divide into two levels. First of all, if you were hurt by somebody and they come to ask you for mechila, they come to try to appease you. Don't be callous. Come, be forthcoming. Don't be in a situation where, look, I know that there are a lot of severe avers in the Torah, but the cardinal sin is offending good old number one. That's me, right? Add something that doesn't have mechila l'deri deiris. Once you messed up with me, right? It's maybe like a macho kind of thing to say, right? Once you got on my bad side, then that's not a Jewish place to be. That's not a Jewish place to be. A Jewish place to be is that I have an eye out for making amends. I would like things to get back to on a better track. Just what? Just what? It's if the person is showing that regret. If the person acknowledges what he did wrong, the person is just ignoring it, then you don't have a chiyuv to be meichel. But, we should elaborate on that. But if a person is coming and expressing that regret, our attitude should be, our mindset should definitely be of wanting to make it work, of wanting to make it work. When a person is in the mindset of, I'm sorry, once you messed up with me, once you offended me, there's no mechila lo'ilamim, right? That already David HaMelech said about the Givonim. That's a sign of callousness that isn't Jewish. right? Of all non, we might all have un-Jewish parts in us, right? This is midas that we're all working on. I don't mean to say that a person's not a Jew if he feels that way. We're saying that it's something that should be worked on. Now, what happens if somebody offended you and he forgot about it, he doesn't realize it, etc.? He's not coming to ask for mechila. So this is actually a chashav halacha in the Rambam. That, again, since we want to operate with an eye on reconciliation, so the Rambam actually says, instead of just continuing to brew, to actually go to the person and inform him that you have a certain grievance. Go to the person. This might sound counterintuitive, but it's actually a very important yesod. Somebody hurt you and forgot or whatever it is. You go to him and you make him know that. Again, in a nice way. If you put the person on the defensive, you're just going to be exacerbating things. But you go to the person and you say, you may not realize it, but I do want you to be aware that this and this happened. You might not have realized that this hurt me or whatever it is. In the hope that the person will hear that and they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize whatever it is. And he will try to appease you. I know of beautiful stories. I know of beautiful stories in real life where this really did bring about reconciliation. I knew of a woman who went through a difficult divorce. And there was somebody who was close with her ex-husband who was helping him out. That's understandable. You know, she has people helping her. He has the people helping him. But there were a few things that she maintained. She maintained certain grievances. This was a good person. She was a good person, a well-meaning person. But there were certain things that she felt that even as offering the support to her husband, he had treated her unfairly. And she actually called this person, who was already half a year after the whole mice had happened. She called this person. And she told him that he had the whole time been trying to be fair, to be supportive to, this was a person he was close to, be supportive, but not to be unfair toward her. She called him and she told him, you know, I felt that, you know, X and Y and Z were unfair, were more than just being supportive. It was actually working against me, whatever it is. And that person dropped everything he was doing and he drove an hour drive to come to her, sat down with her, and said, I want to hear everything. If anything you feel that I did wasn't fair, I want to hear about it and I want to make it up. And it created a whole different feeling. There are real life stories about this. And therefore, if a person goes about something like that with an eye on reconciliation, I'm doing this because I want to be able to feel better about this person. It's a very, very great chesed. And it's an act of kindness. And as a Hashem, that would be Mar b'shalom b'Yisrael. Now, of course, you have to operate with a certain finger on the pulse. If you know that it's only going to have a reverse effect, if you know that the person is just going to laugh in your face, then don't do it. Okay. Now, okay, so again, we got into this because we're talking about the different layers of tshuva. It's not forgettable. So sometimes, it's again, it depends on the situation. Here it's a little tough, and sometimes it's hard to give absolute clarity about this. But sometimes it's really an issue of, let's say the person, if you know that the person is just not a conscientious type, he doesn't care, he's fine with the fact that he hurts people, then don't start, right? Okay, it's a problem, right? But you said, we don't like to leave such a situation. But sometimes it may be because the person feels very awkward about what happened. He might actually appreciate you handing him that opening. You know, I'd like to talk about this, right? He might feel just very embarrassed to come over to you. But if you go over to him, it might actually provide him with a Pesach to try to make amends. So it's important to have a handle on the situation. But the bottom line of it being that we never want to be in a situation of no matter what, I want to hold on to this grudge. I want to hold on. I don't want him. I hope that he won't come over to me because I don't want to have to accept his apology. That is something that we want to go away from. That's something that we want to go away from. And I'll add to this, that this is where the midah of we want Hashem to have a forgiving attitude toward us. And we have the opportunity of deciding on Hashem's disposition toward us by the disposition we take toward others. If a person has the attitude of tit for tat, you know, once he did this to me, I want him to understand that you can't just do that and then come and make up again. Oh, do we want Hashem to have that kind of attitude? We have the opportunity to decide on the disposition that Hashem will have toward us in the din. If we come and say, I'm going to be forthcoming, I'm going to be forgiving, I'm going to forget about insults, I'm going to go out of my way to try to be moichel, to work toward reconciliation, then on the contrary, that will be the attitude that Hashem has toward us. And Rabbi Nina says, this is a very, very great avenue of hope. Pesach Tikva. This is a very, very great Pesach Tikva, he calls it, an avenue of hope that can put us into a much better place in the Yom HaDin. Okay, we're mamish in the middle here, but we'll stop here for tonight. Bring to you.
Thank you.
This is a read.